Gundawa.
You know all about Sunview.
I do.
Mr. Stravis. And I had this notion, or Bob had the idea of, just taking the road in. And maybe that would alleviate some problems. Mr. Preston had a, we've just been visiting and pros and cons, and he's had an idea, and I hadn't even thought of this, maybe we did talk about it though, is tomorrow morning we're going to cut some trees that prevents easy access on that road.
Right.
Minimal amount. And it's not a road that we maintain, so we're actually doing maintenance on a road we don't maintain. So why don't, instead of taking it in, as was suggested earlier, what if we just
Bob,
do our trees and maybe two or three loads of base and smooth it out nice and go home, and when complaints come, which very possibly can, they're going to come regardless, in my opinion.
Right. You know, I like that better than taking the road in.
We've, as Frank reminded me, we've got evidence where commissions in the past have done
right
maintenance on roads that haven't been petitioned or haven't been officially taken in. And you got any heartburn over that part, Mr. P?
It's a public road. I prefer not working on roads that aren't what you determine are county maintained roads.
One could argue, though, that
but it's
this
a public road.
One could argue this road has been affected by the flooding
exactly
event last
and that's
year.
That's why we're doing it.
And there
we
was
wouldn't be here if it wasn't.
There was that a certain berm that deflected water flow that probably deteriorated part of the road.
We definitely wouldn't be here if we weren't improving the effects of improving that Clevenger Cove. That's what you're saying, right?
Well, actually, I'm saying something also. Ooh. Thank you.
Oh, gosh. A little button in the top right.
Oh, yeah. Right here, there, a berm was added that then deflected water flow from here that actually went down this road right here.
And caused some washing on it.
Caused some washing.
The berm is gone now, isn't it?
The berm is gone, but the effects are they're still there. That's why the driving surface is so narrow, and over the last 12 months, people have driven more on this person's property. If you
and we know the people responsible for putting the berm in.
That's been taken care of by a public vote.
So. Yeah. And, and that berm created the problem, potentially, or at least arguably.
Arguably, it could be. Yeah. It was at special circumstances that we're just trying to.
So it would be in our interest to, shall we say, correct the problems that were created by the berm.
That's correct. I think that's a special situation in that way. I think everyone agrees that berm never should have been put there. I think that caused multiple problems besides the erosion, emotional too. But God, I shake a lot. I should cut down my coffee.
Okay, well.
Then I think that's, I mean, I'm more comfortable with that. I know we do this occasionally. I mean, we do some of that.
We've had issues as well that where we've worked on our road and it caused some water to go.
We've had to work on other
to, and
sometimes we've done work on private property because some of the issues and or
we created possible problems downflow.
Yes.
And of course I hate it when we go on private property. I don't like it at all. I don't think it's a good idea. The issue of here, though, is actually a public road.
Mm-hmm. Right.
While I prefer we don't do anything that's not a county-maintained road, it's
sure
a public road. We can work on a public road. We're the only one that has authority to work on a public road.
I mean, are we thinking no more than four, five loads?
Yeah, no more than that.
No more than that.
You say that, Bob, but right across the street on Linger Longer,
uh-huh,
that road has recently been improved by, I'm assuming, the person that's developed a nice home there where the cursor is now. And so I think that's commonplace throughout the county is as the need grows for a particular paper road to turn into an actual road, as the need grows, the people that have that need
just do it without permission, though.
Make it happen.
And they don't have permission to do it.
And that's what's on my whiteboard up there that I brought up different times. We need
we got to figure some
written policy that says in order to do that you need to.
And what are our rules? And we need to make sure that it's being done. And I mean, when other houses build down there, it's not built to county standards, or I mean, we don't know what's being used for base or anything else. Mm-hmm. And eventually, it gets taken in as a county maintained road, and we have to tear it up and put in new base. I'm getting out of control.
I took control of this computer just now.
Oh.
Okay. Go ahead. But I think you're right. We need a policy, though.
I'm glad you agree.
Okay. So then let's do that. Whatever we just decided, let's do that. Not to exceed four or five loads.
Trim a few trees and repair the road repair up there. And
I mean, and I think we're all talking about, Frank, am I correct in assuming that we're talking about from an area from here to approximately here?
Yeah.
Not the whole length, but
correct.
Just really the primary washout area right there.
Right.
Okay. Probably go down to the...
You think all the way down here?
Yeah, I think so.
It's pretty flat, though. There. I didn't see the...
Just whatever needs cleaning up and improved.
I think you're going to find out that the water then cut a new track right this way.
Okay.
I think is what you're going to find out. But, I think for...
We can make four or five loads work.
Okay.
And improve the length of the... We'll make it better.
Bob, you said, just out of your normal way, a few minutes ago, you said only the county has the right to work on a public road.
I believe that's correct.
I think that's what you said.
And I believe that to be correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I've heard you say or picked up to believe, and I just kind of wanted to confirm that.
Yeah.
So we talked about creating a policy. What would be a good crib note to...
We got to have a policy to either clear right-of-ways and to who maintains the roads. What happens on the easement?
Non-maintained platted roads.
Yeah, public roads that are not on the maintenance program.
Here's another question to complicate matters. When you have a developer who comes in and gets a plat signed, and he puts in that the roads are going to be 50 foot wide, the surface is going to be 30 foot wide or whatever.
He starts
building his subdivision and exploding or trenching and all that sort of thing and starts building his roads. Those have already been platted as public roads, correct?
Yes.
And he's working on them, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
What's your problem?
He's working on a public road because it's platted first, then it's worked on.
But
he's still working on it. But with the permission of the county, though.
He's got to be approved by the county.
Right.
Road and bridge.
I'm just adding that to the formula here.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That's true. I mean, it's platted first before it's worked on. Mm-hmm. It's paper first.
But he's agreeing when he goes through the process that he's going to follow the standards.
Follow the road standards or he doesn't get to do it.
But the policy is we've got to come up with something. I mean, this is not the only situation where... Neighbors may not like each other, and they don't want anybody clearing trees. And I mean, that's the only reason we're involved. If the whole neighborhood got together, they could have probably trimmed some trees. And
we'd have a problem if somebody just showed up and started paving Buchanan Road in front of Branson High School. We'd have a real problem with that.
I would agree with that.
But we don't have a problem with it because there's only a few people living on the street, and all they're doing is grading it or maybe even paving it because it's not as well-traveled a road. It's just a matter of degree. I mean, it's still the same issue, isn't it?
Right. It is. I mean, but the policy is the policy. We've got to figure something out versus doing a case-by-case basis every time.
Yeah. But like the lady in the blue line property there, she's over the years has put several loads of gravel on there for their convenience. Wouldn't we want the policy to allow that?
Oh yeah, they just need your permission. Permission.
I don't want to restrict people from investing in their own, because it obviously adds to the value of the house if it's a drivable road to it. I don't want to restrict that. What I wanted to make sure is that we're aware of it, because what I don't want to happen is that neighbor here is going to put road gravel right here, and this person decides to put a flower bed right here, and they're having a dispute, and all of a sudden, I'm going to get a load of gravel and fix my road. Mm-hmm. And
or
really
somebody's diverting water onto their neighbors
I want to be more notified than control it. I just want to know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I don't think we want to control necessarily at all.
We just don't want any surprises.
Or like, say, water, if it's a case where they're going to...
Right. Put in my own berm, you know? On the public road.
We're not encouraging that.
Okay. I will try to work on that.
Excellent.
So you're going to work on some wording?
Yep.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yep. Awesome.
Then we'll meet there at 7:30 tomorrow?
7:30.
Okay.
And
can you tie him up to about 10? Can you put him on a chainsaw?
I'm supposed to be here at 8:30.
That's why.
Yeah. What's at 8:30?
I'm not going to be here till 9. It's a policy that was, it should have been on, I think it's sick leave policy that was supposed to be on the agenda today, didn't get posted in time, so it's on tomorrow, and I'm committed till 9 elsewhere, so I won't even be here for the policy meeting.
All right.
And then the BOE starts at 9, and I really don't want to be here for BOE either, but that's personal. I have no reason not to. I've got BOE fatigue.
Taste in your mouth, don't you?
I got BOE.
Have you looked at my shared leave program?
No, I didn't.
I gave you a copy, I think, Monday, but I can get you another one.
How'd you give it to me?
I think I handed it to you Monday morning, maybe. I'll get you a copy. It's just
It's probably on my desk.
Probably
this is the stuff
pages.
I got since lunch. So.
On what just happened?
Instruction, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for asking, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get that for you.
I'll look at it. It's upstairs. I'm going to be up after this meeting, so I'll go up there and look at it.
Now, are you going to be on the road from 8:30 to 9?
From 8:45 to 9, I'll be in. I can call in.
Maybe we'll do that.
Okay. I'll have to look at it.
I guess Mr. Oliphant may be here.
For the BOE at 9, right? Bob Rose is not going to be here, is he? He's on vacation.
I think he's out of pocket.
That's still a quorum. I gotta get two people gone. I need three. So, Frank, it's yours.
Empire District Electric Company. That's what it is. They have a meeting tomorrow to talk about catastrophic failure of the dam.
Yep.
They've invited Randy and myself, and I don't know who else to attend, but Randy and I plan on attending that meeting tomorrow from 9 to 3. Talks about catastrophic failures and the notification procedures. And what our role would be.
I have a question about that.
Okay.
How does that play in with that? Does it play? Our new emergency management?
I'm sure
there's
some
involved.
They'll be there tomorrow. Yeah, I've gone.
They're
once. I don't know if it's annual or how often, but they've had them before, yeah. I know.
What time is that meeting?
From 9 to 3 tomorrow. Chris Burnt will be at this one here.
Okay.
But
just wanted to make you aware of that. We still have an opening on our work order crew, Jack's crew. Direction before was to go to the inside and see if there's anyone on either side that wanted to fill that position. We do have two part-time workers that would like to work in that capacity, but neither one of them have commercial driver's license or Class A licenses. They're both willing to do so.
So willing
to put the effort forth to get them.
What's Jack think about either one of them?
He's leaning towards one of them.
Okay. That's right. You don't have to tell me now.
Okay. So we're still looking at filling that. There was some discussion.
Do you want us to help fund a CDL? Is that what you're asking?
No.
I think there's a little, as many times there is, I think we'll go ahead and hire somebody.
Outside?
Yes, outside. That has the qualifications and experience, and you've got applicants. I know.
I have several applicants that are more qualified than the part-timers that we have.
Jack has battled having somebody good and consistent, is my understanding.
Consistency is a problem. It's even been discussed that this crew might possibly have an incentive, as the concrete crew does, because of the unique characteristics of this crew. And also next year, the intentions are to stay on 5/8 throughout the week versus go to 4/10 for this crew only at this time. So I've discussed it with Mr. Strahan in regards to opening up the discussion of possibly having an incentive, 25 cents or 50 cents per hour, because Jack's crew has been constantly changing the people wanting to go either to the east or the west side. I'm okay with going to the outside. Like I said, we have some...
You have qualifications for the position.
We do.
And these two gentlemen, although they're willing, don't meet the qualifications.
Do not meet the CDL requirement.
And furthermore, you've got more qualified people, and we're trying to put the best person for the for the job.
It's not an addition to the budget. It's an open existing position.
Sure.
Wouldn't change the bottom line of the budget at all.
If you, regardless who you put in there, you mentioned that they want to go east or west.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's your option.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have to let them.
Right.
I mean,
right.
So I, you know, if I say that to your point of an addition and an incentive, the 25 cents mm-hmm. you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
I know we do it on the concrete crew, and that makes sense because it's right. grueling. But anyway.
Okay.
But I would,
I would, you know, you're in charge. But I would say if they don't have the qualifications, and we have applicants that do, we looked first, which is really my biggest thing is always look first internally to promote mm-hmm. from within. And if they don't meet the qualifications, then they don't.
Right.
I mean, we don't want to force somebody into a position that may not be the right person. And
okay.
What's your thoughts?
I think I'll go to the outside and,
okay.
and hold some interviews. Would you gentlemen like to be involved in see the final three candidates, or?
I personally don't.
Okay.
You're going to have Jack involved?
Yes.
And you're going to be involved?
Probably Randy.
And you already know what the starting pay is going to be?
Exact same as we always do. We start $10 an hour.
Okay. Then I'm good with that. I don't need to be involved at all.
Okay.
Because really, Jack's going to be working with them day in, day out, and so.
The road standards were put on the website last week, and along with the road standards is a cursory introduction to road standards and the reason. If you could pull that up real quick, Jim, if you get a chance. You've seen the articles before.
He'll pull it up in just a second.
Okay.
He's firing up here.
On Highway 160 and 65, we have what's called the dirt pit.
Yeah.
It's sort of an open mine that we've had a permit through MoDOT for the last 4 years to operate as a dirt pit. Ourselves, MoDOT, and other contractors in the area have also used it.
You said 160 and 65?
160 and 65. Where
yeah.
the commuter parking lot
is. Yep, yep, yep.
Uh-huh. The gentleman from MoDOT retiring, Jack Wilson,
uh-huh.
as one of his... request prior to retiring, he would like for this all of his existing permits to either be updated and renewed and or closed out. We have excavated all the material that we think we need there. We have a large stockpile of it, and we would like to meet his desire of closing that permit down. So we have some closing requirements, and that is to grade it off smooth, meet MoDOT's requirements, and also put some topsoil and seed
to
the final surface. So in the next 2 weeks or so, you'll see that area dramatically change, and all the big rock will be pushed off to the side and stored, but the entire area will be leveled off, and it will look a lot cleaner. And the best thing is it cleans up a MoDOT permit that's been outstanding for over 4 years now.
And we just don't, that's not, we don't need that anymore, right? Mm-hmm.
What do you mean push the big rocks off for storage?
If you drive by there, there's a lot of rock pillars
right,
that are in the way.
Where are you storing it?
The gentleman that owns it, I think it's Mr. Horton.
Thornton, I think.
Thornton. You're right.
Ed Thornton.
Ed Thornton. On his property, he either wants
either
to...
Mine,
he doesn't mind. Either several options. Either he wants to sell it.
The rock.
And or let us use it in the future if the need arises for a large riprap.
Yep.
So...
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
This is the little article we have on the internet. People can read that and understand what the need and the purpose for road standards is. And then the next document is the actual road standard document itself. I think it's 51 pages long or so. So I just wanted to let you know that is available.
Okay.
Now, how did you get that for somebody that's not real up to speed on that computer?
How do you get to it?
Yeah.
It's on the website.
You go to Taney County website.
You go to Road and Bridge, I think.
Taney County website, you go to Road and Bridge.
Departments, actually.
Departments,
go to home.
And then you go to Road and Bridge. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Departments,
gotcha.
And then Road and Bridge pops up. And
gotcha.
Hey, we can listen to the commission meeting, too.
Yeah. Cool.
Several weeks ago, actually it's probably been longer than that now, off of Gabby Lane, the commission made a motion to take in...
I got the wrong road names. Is that what you're going to say?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yep. Off of Gabby Lane and Whitetail Crossing, on the actual petition, Ridgewood was petitioned to be taken in. The one that you approved, Rock Point, was already taken in. It was already a county road. So in the minutes, it reflects this verbiage here. I think it's schematics. I think this wrong road was mentioned. Rock Point was already a county road. The one that we wanted to approve was Ridgewood. It was petitioned. Rock Point wasn't in the petition, so I'm just bringing this up so that our minutes can be changed.
Do we just need to make a motion then? What was our motion?
To accept Gabby Lane and...
Did we say it wrong?
Did we say it wrong?
It was said wrong.
Okay, then we need to make
a
new motion.
You said Rock Point when in actuality...
Well, we put that down Monday and just do a nice correction Monday morning.
Okay.
When we do our minutes.
Okay.
That'd be all right?
Yeah.
Correction or just a revote right now?
I'd talk to Monday.
Well, I just... What do you want to do? Monday morning?
Monday morning. Then it's covered under...
Let's do Monday morning. You bring it up. Post it. Frank, are you going to post it?
Sure.
Make sure.
What day?
When was that? That was...
I have a copy of the minutes here. The last minutes?
The minutes that we said are wrong.
7:18:05. Commissioner Strahan made a motion to move to take Rock Point from Stone Creek intersection to Whitetail. Should have just said Ridgewood at that point.
Should have said Ridgewood, but he said it.
Instead of Rock Point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you will post that Monday morning for 9 o'clock, then
okay.
We can clarify and be done with it.
The chip seal program is at about 50% of the entire program. Since we had about 4 days of mechanics from Illinois and from Springfield here, they upgraded the motors. I don't know if you saw the emails. Hydraulic motors, they upgraded those on the augers themselves. The brake issue is better than it ever has been. Still not as good as our older machine because they've gone from disc brakes to drum brakes. And the reason they had to do that was because they went from a Spicer axle to a different brand manufacturing, so they went sort of backwards in my mind by going back to drums versus discs. They did do a lot of cutting on our machine. They did a lot of torching, and it doesn't look right when you look at it. Is it operational? Yes. So after the season's over, they have recommended that they come and meet with us and see if maybe it can be, I think what we see is field dressed, make it work in the field. They worked on it in the field. It might need to be taken into a shop and cleaned up and actually...
Plastic surgery, huh?
Yeah. Maybe it's just cosmetic, but it doesn't look good. It is functional, though.
Are you still satisfied with your decision to go with this chip seal machine?
Mm-hmm.
With it all said and done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the function of it,
even though
it's... the email from Van Keppel, and you're thinking it's going to work all right?
It is so far. It has gone almost a week without a problem.
Half a season to go, so if something's not right, it'll show up probably.
Okay. Yeah.
We're installing a 8-inch water line on Casey Road in front of the DeGraffen Reed property. That is about 80% complete. It's to where we put the 17-foot rise in the road, and we needed to acquire the easement. I forget the gentleman's name across the street.
Kincaid.
We are installing a water line to the Kincaid property. Several casings were put in the road, and I just want to give you an update that we are about 80% complete on that. And then I think the only thing we lack, it's all been revegetated. That was part of the cleanup from this finalization from last year, is a rock pillar in the first property on the right-hand side. Little 6-foot rock pillar, and the rocks are there on a pallet, so we need to put that together. An employee that was recently employed with Taney County is requesting to have a meeting with the commission. Used to be one of Jack's crew members, and continuously calls. Is seeking answers. He would like to meet with the commission. I said I would. bring that issue up with the commission and see what kind of direction they want it to go.
Before we commit to it, I kind of want to talk to the attorney to make sure we're not.
I'm happy to do it if he doesn't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll get, next week I'll ask again.
You want me to ask Bob? You want to talk to Bob about it? What do you want to do?
Be better if it went from you to him.
Okay.
The transfer station financial operations in the Scalehouse, by changing banks, has had a negative impact on our current courier.
The employee.
The negative impact is that it's an additional drive, and by going to this, because the bank is at a different location, it adds some time and distance to the drive, and also on Saturday, it's my understanding because of the location of the bank. The tourist traffic and the Saturday traffic creates twice as long.
The treasurer is looking for a courier service right now to take care of that because we don't have a location here in Forsyth either.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking at a courier service. Okay. So
possibly the mail room. I saw that was on the
agenda. I put that on the agenda, mail room person. So
we might do the same thing.
Right. So
help you, young lady.
He's upstairs. Bob Paulson's upstairs. Helen, where's your crutches?
I have a tendency to forget
them. A tendency.
That thing on the bottom of your leg should remind you.
Yeah. Okay, I was like, what are you doing?
I take like 3 steps. I don't want to take 3 steps back to get my crutches.
I would say is that that's... We're trying to get a resolution because I know that she's working on it, and then obviously we have a mailroom person that we're working on. So we'll just have to. The negative is it's going to take more time.
The negative is it's cost. She's requesting mileage right now. That's what she's requesting, and she's requesting that she be allowed to put a small.
Okay, we'll just wait. I know it. I don't want to broadcast.
Right. Right.
Procedure or policy change.
Right. I can let her know it's temporary. We're working on the issue.
We're working on a solution because it's affected a lot of departments. I mean, we can't make deposits like we used to because it's Bank of America was a walking distance.
Any insinuations to keep track of anything?
Is it? Jeez. If she's doing county business... We have to.
Oh yeah,
we got to pay mileage.
Okay,
no question.
Let's track that.
Yeah, she needs to submit mileage.
And then
she needs to submit mileage.
Okay, and continue with the Saturday, even though
she's got to. I mean,
she is getting.
She's getting paid for it because she's the hours. But if she's using her vehicle to do a deposit that we're requiring her to do,
okay,
then we need to pay mileage for that duty.
That's clear.
While we're on transfer station. There's been an issue come up of not taking checks anymore because we're going to have a card machine. Is that correct?
The card machine is there.
The exception, and I visited with Mary. Helen was gone. Epps has a monthly bill, mm-hmm. has for years, pays by check. We want to leave that alone. There's mm-hmm. another one.
Those haven't. They've never. Have they?
No.
No.
And then. There's another, a fellow called me last week about this, and Josh Brown, I believe, and he does a daily or a weekly thing, and haven't had problems. I'd like to suggest that we continue, and I don't know if there are others out there.
There are several other potential ones. There was an issue with that person last week. I don't know if anyone told you about that, or if he fessed up to that part of what happened last week.
Well, let's not bring it up right now, but okay. I think from a commercial account like Epps, absolutely no problem.
Never had any problem.
No.
I think the whole idea is the $20 check or the $5 check or something because we didn't take a credit card. They'd give us a check, and then it got to be a hassle. But
can we set up an account with some of these?
We can?
With these commercials?
I'd rather just set up an account and not break... I mean, they're still going to mail a check in.
Right.
But I would just... I don't know why we don't set up an account. Versus the less we handle there, the better off, you know.
This particular didn't really want to do an account, but that might be a good option. I don't think he did.
He did not.
But anyway, we can work through that. But
isn't there a way to run a check number through a credit machine? It's the same deal. A debit card is the same as a check.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm wondering if the hardware isn't different for the check versus the card.
Kind of think I've seen
the card reader works on a magnetic strip.
Well, right, but you also have a keypad. Do you not?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought there was a process.
The number.
There's check right. There's some service.
I can look into that.
Talk to Helen about that.
Okay.
Because the whole purpose of not taking checks was they're getting rubbery right about now. Sometimes.
Right. Same individual is in the business of recycling shingles. And he would like to set up he's doing this in Barry County and another county where the transfer station would take his shingles.
Okay.
Take shingles from a customer. He would set up a roll-off there. He'd come get the roll-off, pay us $5. I'll get you a copy of the proposal.
How do we sort it?
Well, I assume somebody that's doing shingles is a roofer, and they've got their thing, and they come in and...
Huh.
I don't know.
I'm assuming the person that's dumping the shingles would have to deposit them directly in the...
Dump them right into the roll-off. And
right.
I don't know if that's a problem or not.
Just space-wise, I'm just trying to think.
Maybe if you could ask, is it Brian out there?
Or Brian.
Or Karen or something, and see what they think about that.
Did we ever do something with the appliances out there?
No, and that's, in fact...
That was early in the year. That got delayed. Then we had change in personnel. And
Linda and I probably talked about it 6 or 8 weeks ago. Talked about it again.
I mentioned this shingle thing to Linda and asked her to be sure I don't forget it. Gave her a copy of the letter. So maybe when that comes up, we could talk about you're talking about the scrap metal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's also a vice president of a wood recycling company that would like to meet with the commission. He's called me the last 2 or 3 weeks.
About this too?
He would like to do a green waste facility at our current location. He does it throughout Southwest Missouri. And he
green waste, is that what you said?
Green waste.
Is it, you're just talking
leaves,
about
grass, trees, right. Limbs.
It's not too expensive. Well, that'd be wonderful.
I'm all for it, but I'm just trying to think if there's a place.
If there's room.
The biggest thing that I've seen is it's a natural place because if you turn the leaves, it'll decompose faster.
Mm-hmm.
Fayetteville, when I was there, they did their transfer station, created a yard right next to it, and then if you had your bill, you got free compost twice a year. You just took your truck in and it was loaded free if you had your bill to say you were a local. Mm. And so it was a great deal for people who wanted compost.
Right.
And their loader was there anyway, doing the transfer station, so they just went over here and turned the pile once a week, and it worked out well.
I believe right now the only green waste facility is Branson's facility.
Correct, which is
off the Fall Creek.
Not very convenient.
Yeah.
And it's fairly expensive. I mean, county...
If you don't mind, let's talk about that, because I've got some Green County Initiative stuff, and there's actually some grant money that can help subsidize some stuff to get one started.
This cost may be minimal or next to nothing for us because it's for profit for him.
Oh, he wants...
Yes.
He just wants the opportunity to do it there, kind of like the shingle guy in a way.
Right now he wants the opportunity to speak to the commission to give this proposal. And it sounds pretty good. It would be beneficial to the citizens. Would it be a moneymaker for the county? No. Beneficial to the citizens, yes. The right
thing
to do
with someone. Minutes?
Pardon?
Can you do it in 30 minutes?
I can ask him to.
You can give him 45.
Give him 45.
Next week with the commission?
Monday or Wednesday. I think that's been...
That would be just a wonderful thing. I mean, if we don't have a problem over here because there's a dozen places you can put it, but
right.
over on that side, it's just really been a pain. We've tried to do it a time or two.
Blancet Road sort of went by the wayside. Remember, everybody got a copy of this? No?
I did.
Okay. I'm just bringing it up again. We, I think, talked about having a work session on...
I think we... Didn't we say if it comes up again, we'll do it?
Well, we said it would come up again because the person's going to have another family reunion next year.
Do what?
The doctor that brought us this...
We wouldn't talk about it only if it brought up again. Oh, if it came up again, we'd talk about it.
Didn't the doctor want us to take some action? The veterinarian or baby doctor from Texas? Or... Okay, I brought it up.
You did a good job. We are maintaining that to some degree,
yes,
Greg.
Yes, it's graded. It's graded on an infrequent basis. It's still passable unless a heavy downpour comes through and takes the road out. I met at MoDOT. Several Tuesdays, two Tuesdays ago now, 2 weeks. And in regards to the Coon Creek improvements at the intersections,
yeah,
we tried to, their normal procedure for plan review and approval is 4 to 6 weeks, which really put hurting on us for our plans to expedite this Coon Creek project. I asked Spencer to call Andrew Seiler, and also the traffic control inspector was personally contacted to see if we could expedite, almost walk through this set of plans.
Right.
And they said they could possibly get it done in 2 weeks. Today is 2 weeks and 1 day. So I'm anticipating talking to them tomorrow to see where we're at.
The bids went out, right?
No. We can't go out to bid without MoDOT approval.
Not that they were going out.
We
no
discussions were that bids would go out the day after we.
We were going to go out unless MoDOT said something otherwise. Because that's on BB we were talking about. We're going to do BB. Well, they were 1 week. They were supposed to be 1 week apart.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to try to.
Right. Bids have not gone out
on the Coon Creek side.
On any of this job.
Either intersection.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
This approval agency or leg, this portion of MoDOT would not allow us to go out to bid without their approval. That was stated in the meeting that we were at. And that's when we sat back and said, we told the commission we're going out to bid.
So MoDOT said they were going to try to work with us.
Yes.
And they thought they could do it in 2 weeks.
Yes.
And we had any updates in the 2 weeks?
No. Today, yes, I had one about a week into it.
And they said?
They think they could get it done. So
is that 2 more weeks from that phone call? Or is it?
No, we're a week from that phone call now.
And so we should be hearing from it. So today. Is there a way you...
I'm just telling you. Yeah.
So you're telling us the bids didn't go out because we don't have the final approval sign-off from MoDOT?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So Spencer still thinks we're okay to meet our deadline.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless they cause there's a problem because of this or something.
Right. And that's pretty much it. I did.
What? Well, in 45 minutes, Frank.
That's unusual, isn't it?
You said you know the only difference between the meetings when you have them. Yeah. Danny's not here. Yeah. Maybe he's been the... There's no question, is there? No.
I emailed you about the latter week of July about my vacation.
I responded.
You did?
I don't know. What was that? Oh. I think got it.
When I started on, I started at 2 weeks.
Yeah.
At 2 years, everyone gets an additional week. And Dawn... If that's to be the case, then Don needs a letter of approval from the commission.
To go from there to there?
Yes.
From 2 to 3. So that's what we... You want to... Did I not respond to
you? You did respond.
I was thinking of it. And you were in favor of it? Yeah.
Verbally, you responded yes.
Right. So we still got to have a motion, though, probably, because it's a good, it's a policy change.
It'd be good to have it, I think.
Okay.
I'll make
go ahead
a second to your motion.
Of giving Frank the extra week to get him to 3 weeks as company policy, just because he started with two, not one.
She also stated that I should have used my vacation prior to my anniversary date, which was July of this year. I haven't used any of it. I'm asking to be able to use it prior to the end of the year.
You're going to use it this year.
Yes.
Let's vote on this thing. You seconded my first motion.
Yes, I second the first motion, too.
Okay, so you're going to three. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so that's done. And now you need a vacation extension?
I haven't used any this year at all. I have a little over two weeks.
You sure you want to leave this place for a vacation? Isn't this job a vacation?
I need to see my oldest son.
Can't imagine. Just can't imagine.
And you are going to use the 2 weeks prior to the end of the year?
Yes.
Chuck, what's your thoughts?
I'm fine with it.
I'll move that we extend Frank's vacation to the end of the year.
Second. Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Will there be any commissioners at this, or I'll just...
No. We'll be late for sure because we got BOE, but may stick in for a little bit.
Yeah, we do have BOE.
It's, I'm trying to remember. It's probably been 2 or 3 years since they've done one. Did it say anything about, I asked you that already, didn't I? How often they did? They must be some
Randy
kind of
said it appears to him from what he remembers it's on an infrequent basis every couple of years.
It's been longer than a couple.
Is what he stated.
Okay.
All right. Talk to Helen about the check issue, electronic check issue. Is that the right person?
Yes. On the Empire, we have talked about, they mentioned, you know, their road, River
mm-hmm.
Run Road.
Mm-hmm.
And in our first or second conversation of recent times with the Corps, my remembrance is they're okay with that, if that issue should come up, because they're the ones that use that. Empire uses that road to get to the, I call it the back side of the dam. So we haven't got any written agreement yet.
No.
It's like the other two roads we talked about Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But my hope is that we'll take that burden on.
Should I ask them to?
No, just in case it came up.
Okay. Well, who's?
Tom Snyder is the director, hot rod of the dam project. Tall, nice, sweet guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't.
What are we waiting on to move forward with grading that road? Just they've put the request in.
Well, we don't have anything in writing.
So,
but we've got their verbal. They're fine with it. And kind of like two roads, like I said, they're fine with those, and we're fine with working on them. If you want to ask him how it is, I haven't been down there. Whether it's
okay.
It was the mud was the part of the big mm-hmm. issue, right? And the lake being up, and I think kind of got through that. I talked to him since he first mentioned it.
Okay,
but it's a nice place. I'm hoping that we'll get folks fishing off of there.
I got a question for you. Just changing subjects. Can I do that real fast? I think Jillian forwarded you an email yesterday from a citizen who said that our Road and Bridge guys came out, assessed a tree situation.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And then never came back.
Okay.
How do we track that better? Because that's unfortunate is that We had a citizen say there's a tree, it's a dead tree on the right of way, dropping branches on our roads. So our crew went out there, said, "You're right, we're going to take it down, I'll be back tomorrow," is what they said. And then never showed back up.
We brought this up at Shop Talk yesterday.
Okay.
And asked about policy or standard procedures, how do we handle that? I asked the supervisor from the west side, why was this tree not picked up? As promised, and he said the entire tree originated and resides on the private side of the fence on the home. Other than the top portions of the tree, you've drawn an imaginary line at the right-of-way, the top portions of the tree are hanging in the right-of-way. And I said, okay, so in previous times when we've had this issue, what do we do? In general terms, they said they would go out and draw an imaginary line where the right-of-way is and clear that so that things don't fall from that portion into the right-of-way, clogging the ditch lines or impeding traffic. So my guess is there's a little bit of miscommunication from our people to the homeowner. If they promised them they'd pick it up, well, it's not. We don't go on private property and pick up trees.
Right.
But it sounds like we dropped the ball in that we didn't go in and
do anything.
Do anything.
Yeah, we don't want to be on private property. I think we're all agreed on that. So,
so that was that particular issue.
Okay.
And he promised me he'd be out this week.
Okay.
Taking care of the right-of-way issue.
How are we doing on, after all our problems with the machine on our chip seal? You going to get your schedule, you think?
Yes. Yep.
We're going to get weathered out real bad or something?
We're at 50%. Things are looking good.
Okay.
Good deal.
Can we recess and then talk?
Sometimes. Individually we can.
Yep.
All right. I'm good?
I'm good. Recess. Thank you.